listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me, Ent. Hamish.
Okay.
E-N-T.
Just Ent?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was short for entertainer. Thank you.
No, and the full name, Ent.
Ear, nose and throat?
No, that's close. Well, not close.
I thought that's what an ENT was.
Yeah, that's true. Ahoy to me, Orc. Jack.
Oh, we're in Lord of the Rings. You're the big tree.
He's got it.
Am I really?
Do you know that
is the big tree an acronym?
I only know it from the crossword. That, you know how we've been doing the New York Times crossword?
Oh, right. So enormous.
The ENT comes in a bit, I guess, because it's an easy word to squish into three letters. Yes.
Enormous Nordic tree?
Tree-like creatures that protect certain forests from the orcs in Middle Earth.
Sorry, am I an ENT or is it just called an Ent?
It's called an Ent.
Just called an Ent. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. So it doesn't stand for anything. Yeah.
No.
And so what are you, Gollum?
No.
Thank goodness, got him. Yeah, there we go, Gandalf. Yeah. Or the ring. I bet he's the ring.
No specific things. Ents.
Background extra.
The leader of the Ents is Treebeard. That's his name. Not a great fact. But obviously, Orc. Jack, you're an Orc. You're a Dark Lord of Middle Earth. And I'm a Hobbit, a human-like creature, average height.
Even though your fact wasn't that good. Did I ever tell you about the time? I think it was it would have been 10 years ago. It was in Queenstown in New Zealand where they filmed a lot of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes.
And they were doing like tours around, like where you could go and see location tours. And this was much more, let's say around about 2014, 2015. So the movies had been out, but it was peak like
hysteria,
hype. Yeah. Peak hysteria still to cash in on going to see where like the locations were. And Zoe and I were walking around and we realized we were near a tour.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, well, let's just hang nearby and get a fact about, let's just get one for free here.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was at a tree, like an old, kind of like, well, not even that much of an old tree, certainly not an Ent or a tree beard. And he was like, everyone gather a bit closer, like, look at the tree here, see the trunk, one of the big branches, see where this cut's made, gather around so you can see it, like, make sure everyone can get a good look. And it was a large-ish,
like size of a face,
large-ish branch had sort of been cut of the tree, and everyone's like, people were taking photos and stuff. He goes, the film production did this. They cut this tree so they could get the catering truck along here because it couldn't.
Not worth a photograph.
Shit, you not. That was the fact on the tour. You can see some tree trimmage for a logistical reason for behind the scenes. So I don't know how well. Photos are hard at the best of times, but if that's making the slideshow for anyone as they go back home to go, oh, you're never going to believe it. We saw the tree from Lord of the Rings.
Someone has
the
Ent.
No, the tree they cut so they could make unit base.
Someone's had to sit down with their parents that have shown them that on some kind of slide night.
And I never got a bead on the guy, but yeah. I suspect he maybe
he's making most of it up.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have the full license to do the locations, so he had to get the scraps.
Ahoy also to Teagues and Elena. They're in Nepal at the moment. They uploaded what they've been up to at hamishnandy.com.
Namaste, Hamish and Andy, and number 6.
Teagues and Elena here. We're coming to you from 5,416 metres altitude at Thirongla Pass in Annapurna Circuit, Nepal. Must be nice.
We're using our very limited oxygen supply to record this message. And let's hope we can find some trusty Wi-Fi to upload. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Good stuff.
Hard to know, but you suspect that when they recorded this, that would have been the highest pass in the Himalayas. Of course, now Mount Everest at almost 9,000 metres, but that didn't form until as recently as tens of millions of years ago. So back then, 5,000 probably was the max height of the Himalayas when they began the upload.
A very easy to use and quick system at hamishnetty.com to upload it. Hey, and Jack, speaking of websites and things on social media, I've got a quiz for you.
Okay. Love a quiz.
I've noticed more lately, particularly with Beck, that she's using acronyms. I have no idea what they're about. And there's youthful acronyms on social media.
Yep.
That we probably aren't privy to. I've got a
I mean,
bunch.
If it's not IRL or BRB, I'm out.
Okay. Well, good luck. Here we go.
Jack, are you in?
I'm in. The only thing I think I'll have an advantage on is I listened to this. The radio station I work for also made a digital station called TikTok Trending. And during the middle of, I put it on in the car sometimes so I get feel
most
like.
Most kids on TikTok go, I would like to have the radio
could check
version.
Out TikTok, but, could check out TikTok, but a more convenient way than the app is to listen to the digital radio version of what's going on.
That gets even lamer than that. So during, in the middle of the songs, it'll go, here's some more TikTok terminology for you. IRL means in real life.
Don't give them all away, Jack.
This is great because, is it fair to say, Jack, some of the people that listen to your radio station may be at the stage in their life where they have been blessed with grandchildren.
Yes.
That are perhaps entering their teenage years. So it's a way to connect with them.
Okay.
As like a little cheat sheet.
Because Jack clearly has age on his side, but also this exclusive access to TikTok trending radio.
He's deciphering it all.
The way I'm going to set up the game now is I'm going to give it to Hamish.
Yeah, so it's mine to lose.
It's yours to lose, and then Jack can come in for the steal. Let's jump into it.
I bet he does.
First one, HMB.
Hold my beer.
Oh,
that's a great guess.
It's a great guess, but it's not.
Oh, it's not hold my beer.
No.
Jack, are you sure?
It's not.
Is it hit me back?
He's got it, Jack. He's been listening to his TikTok thing.
HMB while I check that out.
Hit me back. Something Jack might say when he's asked for something for free from someone.
Yeah, it's probably in that template you send out in DM people.
Hey there.
Just noticed your page. Love what you're doing, creating great fresh content. I am also an exciting content creator that could collaborate with your product or service. HMB. Brackets. No, it's not a beer. I'm young. Hit me back.
Okay, Ham. Next one. TBH.
To be honest.
He's got it. One all.
Hold my beer while I smoke this quiz.
Well done. Something Jack might say, TBH, when he's talking about borrowing money from Hoyts.
To borrow from Hoyts.
Yes.
To Here borrow off Hoyts.
BSAAW.
Big smell after Adam diarrhea. It's specific. Big smell.
It finished with a W, not a D.
Oh, sorry, there was a D. After Adam, weed. So very big smell. Too much asparagus, Adam?
I've no idea.
Big smile and a wink.
Oh.
That's what...
I'm not sure emojis about that one. Yeah, exactly. I don't think anyone's using big smile and a wink, by the way. It seems... I don't know.
You can use it on your template, Jack. We talked
about perverts. So it just feels like the kind of one that they
No,
might
no. You can use. Wink. You can wink.
I actually think Andy's right. You either wink or you do a big smile. Both is too much.
That is true, actually. Now I just did it to myself in here. Yeah, you have something to hide. A big smile and a wink 100% is you've got away with something. Try and do one without projecting that you have just got away with something a bit. Yours was gross, Andy. Yours was adult, back when adult, like there was no Tinder and adults had to record videos for dating. Yours was like, I look forward to taking you out to catch a few.
I don't think you can pull that off. That's why I think that one should be stricken. Jack, music back
you're right.
in. Still one all. GRWM. Apparently this one's
real with Michelle.
Apparently this one's really
popular. It's a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Hashtag. Jacker?
GRWM.
Yeah. Are you finished, Shane?
Yep. Give Rowan wet microphones.
That is get ready with me. So you see how people get dressed for the day or how they do their makeup.
Mike might use it when he dresses up as a Pokemon on his way to his Poke Festival.
Get ready with... Oh, right. So that's...
Get
what
ready
are you
with
watching
me.
Those for, Jack?
No, they just come on. They just come on. Big smile and a wink.
Yeah. But you've never watched one past the first 30 seconds. All right. So I start with my underpants. Big smile and a wink.
Wow, what a wink. An unassailable lead for Jacko. Last one. BWL.
Big Willie's mustache.
It's not him.
Big Sorry, what are you saying?
BWL.
Sorry, I don't know why. Big Willie's log.
No, Jacko?
I don't know.
No. Okay, let's figure this out. BWL.
BWL.
Bring White Lotus.
No.
Be binge, White Lotus.
Maybe Binge White Lotus.
Binge White Lotus, could add. Or what about Break?
It's something. It's an emotion.
Lauren.
It's an emotion.
It's an emotion. Big? Is it big?
It's an alternative to LOL.
BWL. Big Wet Laugh. That's worse than Big Smile in a Week. Nice wet laugh.
Bursting with laughter.
Oh, so bursting. So what makes you burst? It does sound wet. It does sound wet.
Bursting with laughter, because the problem was LOL, laugh out loud, is also lots of love. So when my brother-in-law told our family that his grandma died and my mum wrote back, LOL. We all went, what's going on here?
But now you can run into the same problem with bursting with love. If I was trying to say I'm bursting with love.
That's true, but it's just...
small smile and a wink for that one. Nod and a wink. Sorry to hear it. Ando, you are doing fine. You're doing fine at the moment.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
But I know you still like to budget. Mm-hmm. You still like to monitor the ins and outs.
Hey, I saw Andy drop $2 out of his pocket before.
And is this an Andy sighting?
Yes, this is a real Andy sighting.
Oh, the weaver. Yeah. The weaver's been spotted.
And I thought he was going to leave it. I thought, oh, wow, Andy doesn't care so much about money that he can leave $2. Then he came back and got it.
Yeah, saw it.
Came back, though. He must have...
Felt the pocket.
He probably was
going to
leave it, and he was thinking that you would be doing the calculations on this.
No.
Well, lest we forget, Jack, the time, and I won't even say the amount for fear that no common man will ever talk to Andy again, where he accidentally transferred it. Was it to you or was it just to someone else? That's right. It was just in a meeting one day back in radio show days. Mm. Now, at the time, the beach house was being built or whatever.
Yes.
Or renovated. And so... large sums of money were being moved, but a large sum had moved, and Andy was like, oh, I didn't even notice. Went to the wrong account.
I'd actually paid
it. And it was quite a bit more than $2 falling out of his pocket that time.
No, waste not, want not.
I want it. I'll eat it.
Anyway, what are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is, Ando, I sometimes it's me making you the cash. Sometimes, like, you know, for instance, if I appear on the 100, I will be paid, a token fee. So that's nice from you and your company, that you will, don't worry. I know you're doing fine out of it at the other end, but that's okay. Both people working and the economy flows on. The economy flows on. Anyway. Andy spinning around in his chair, twiddling his mustache, smoking his cigars. Anyway, I had the chance. I was close this week to filtering a bit more money into your money bin.
Really?
Because I'm in the market, or I was in the market, for times table music.
Oh.
Now, I know that back in the day, you and your brother's band, your most lucrative album was the times table.
It's sad state of affairs, yeah. But we
platinum.
We needed money to record a new album, which was going to be awesome. The Jays were going to pick it up, obviously. Then we'd tour probably locally, nationally. Yeah. Then
Residency, bar and hotel.
Yeah. And we needed money to get that album done. So we decided to do a times tables album for kids. It was a times tables CD. And yes, sadly, it is the most amount of money we've made over a CD or musical release.
Yep. Yeah. We did a... Yeah.
Which is not a lot of money. We didn't make that much. All I'm saying is...
I remember it being big cash.
It speaks more to the fact that...
You still get ARIA checks for that, don't you?
No, I don't think they can sell it anymore. I don't think it became digitized. I think if people wanted the CD, they could... Yep.
Well, because... you're right. The reason I bring this up is for my little boy at school... This year, he's in year 3. Mm-hmm. And it's getting... this is the time in your school life where you need to have your times tables down.
Yep.
And so I said to him, hey, mate, this is what we're going to do on the way to school. Every morning when we drive to school, we'll just listen to a new time table. And there are these people out there that make songs out of them. Mm-hmm. He's like, really? I said, well, funnily enough, you know one, mate. Andy. Andy, he did one. He did a time table album. So why don't we try and let's see if we can find Andy's. We couldn't find it.
No.
Couldn't find it.
It hasn't been digitized. But the other thing I should point out is for people that are going to song sleuth me.
This is a very guilty conscience speaking.
No, I was trying to do in different genres, you know, like a
country, this is what I was going to ask you. Because what you realize when you go deep, and you're not the first, nor will you be the last person to put the time tables to music, but I'd like to actually interview you for the creative process of how you pick the genre for the song. Because the one that we've ended up going with, like we did the six times tables this morning, and that is piano rock. And that's sort of like Queen-like grandness. Yeah. Now, I've skipped ahead a bit to I think it's the 10s or 11s, and this particular album we're going off. Because the point is you pick one and you stay with it. Because I still remember the ones I learned at school. They're stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. I was like, Sonny, you will hate these by the end. They will be so annoying, but that's kind of the charm.
Yes.
They stay with you, and then you'll just know the times tables by default. Mm. I skipped ahead to the 10 or 11, and it's rap, and they're a little too fast because they're actually the guy, like, you know, respect if you, like, no one's, I'm not pulling up normal rappers to go, well, I think you're saying your lyrics a bit fast.
Yep.
But the point of the times tables is we do need to hear them, and the one that we're using, the 10 times table, the guy's just, he is spitting fire, but it's too quick for a kid to hear it.
We decided to rap on the 5 times table and the 11th times table. Mm-hmm. That was one thing. Like,
who did the rapping, you or Cam?
I rapped, and the benefit of our rap, I thought, and that's what that's what made
our just tuned in. You're listening to Rap Benefits.
That's what made our 5 times table more edible. There was a pause. So it was like, let me give it to you.
Really? Without needing to look at the lyrics?
Do you need a beat?
Without needing to look at the lyrics, yeah.
Wow.
So
still remember the album.
It was 1 5 is 5, 2 5s are 10, 3 5s 15, 4 5s are 20, 5 5s are 25.
What? Oh, yeah.
5 5s are 25. Yes. Oh. So your word was
you're repeating 5 5s are 25.
25, yeah. So it allowed everyone to go, okay, I've got to 5.
Breather.
Where am I going?
Breather. Beginning to see a pattern. Need a bit more data before I confidently pick up the pattern myself. I think he's just adding 5. But let's just see. Let's see where this goes.
So again, we went through the next 5. You know, 10 5s, a 50. Pause. 10 5s, 50. And I was like, okay, I'm here.
We're nearly there. Here we go. Two more to the summit.
Yeah, little lily pads to get to, and that's what I thought made ours a premiere.
What was the most controversial or musically questionable genre
polka
you went with?
Yeah, definitely a polka. No kids want to sing a polka and no adults do, I would say, evidently either. So I think when ours came
out. What is a polka? Is that like umpa?
Yeah, umpa. Yeah. So I would say.
What number sevens, got the polka trick?
And I
bury it. You buried it.
Oh yeah,
you buried it. I don't know. So you come home strong with better tracks.
And so it's definitely filler. That's the album filler with the polka.
Surely we have to play some. Do you have some?
I don't think
we have had it before.
I know we've played it somewhere. I know we have played some. Someone will say.
What I actually realized though, Jack, listening, like going through, because I went through on Spotify and I selected. I sort of auditioned them before I gave them something, because I was like, I want to get a good one. You do realize that all bands that have attempted this monumental feat to put the 1 and 12 times. Did you do the ones, by the way?
Yep.
Seems redundant, but you do have to do it. Some people choose to skip the ones, which is fair enough. To put the 1 to 12 times tables to music, that's sort of a thing that every, you know, if you're a true mountaineer, you have a go at Everest.
Yep.
If you're a true band, you have a go at the timetables. But it does seem like the genre discussion was heated and a difficult one to crack. Probably what brings a lot of times tables bands undone.
Yeah. And we were, from memory, there was no production music. So we were having to.
Originals.
We were doing originals. Yeah. So that.
Who's playing like the accordion in the poker?
and the polka. Well, I think we went.
Say the L.
Who was playing accordion in the polka?
Thank you. It was accordion free, but I think we had some synthesizer from there. I can't remember, but I think some piano.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm desperate to hear your Times Table song now.
I know. Do you know what I reckon? Now that I'm in the market as a customer, I think with another listen, I would respect them more because I'm fine with the ones we've got, but I do find it a bit repetitive. Like the beat is repetitive, and the benefit of these songs is to add in those unique bits, like the pauses.
Yeah.
And then a little bit like, well done.
Thank you.
And then, like, you know, the other parts of, like, the six times tables, the guy sings, I think halfway through, it's like, I think it's like 6/6 is a 36. And then he's adding a few extra lyrics.
Really?
We didn't. And he's like, and he added, and that's always been true.
Yeah,
it always will be.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's progressive. That's we were stuck, just trying to work out the numbers back in the day, and obviously music.
So you didn't add any lyrics?
No, I don't think there was any lyrics.
kept it pure.
Kept it pure.
Far out. And a special skill came in, landed my side of the fence.
Great.
By a young man / savant named Jono. It's our second microwave skill in quite some recent times. Yeah. However, it's not popcorn based. Mm-hmm. It's very good, and it's the kind of thing where you go, you'd love to get this man in to test it in person. Then you go, he's in Perth. Okay, I think we can do this over the phone. cheapest available, obviously has its limits.
Yes.
But he joins us on the phone now. Jono, how are you, mate?
Ahoy.
Very well. Jono.
Ahoy, Jono.
I haven't seen this, Ham. Talk us through it.
And here's the situation. Jono, you write, subconsciously, I will walk away from a timer or anything that I'm doing, i.e. putting something in the microwave, and somehow always make it back just in time, usually in time to stop the beep on the last second.
He says, before it goes off.
Before it goes off, because obviously just after it goes off, not as impressive,
because
you often do get a clue from the beeping.
From the multiple beeps, yes.
That has just gone off. So air fryers, toasters, very impressive. Microwave, although how would you know on a toaster, but still impressive. That's it. And, Jono, you list here not so much a skill as a gift.
It's now, a gift.
Is this as written? Do you have this? Is this happening over and over again?
It's just consistent. My girlfriend, every single time, blown away, just dumbfounded.
Right.
And are you hitting 1 second on the microwave very often?
A little bit. Stopping the bomb a little bit sometimes.
Yep. So what would you say is a close amount of time? For us to be impressed, I would say within 4 seconds?
No, two, I reckon.
Two?
Yeah, go two. Two either side.
Let's go three.
So anything, again, not either side. Can't stress it enough. There is a real giveaway.
Yeah.
Beep. Beep. Just got it in two. Now, it does need to be before the bomb explodes. Mm-hmm. So I'll go, so if we see 2 point anything on the timer, because we've got a system here where we'll be able to get it down to the thousandth of a second, that's what we're going to do. Jono, we're going to set up a test here where it's a one and done. Okay, you're going to get one shot to do this. Now, we've also got podcast Mike looking at you on Zoom, and you're going to do this with a T-shirt over your head, just so there's no chance of timers being used at your end.
Yep.
This is purely Absolutely. Off the feel. What we're going to do is take you on an audio journey. Take everyone on an audio journey. We're going to put something in the microwave. We'll give you the time it's for.
Mm-hmm.
We'll then, through the power of sound effects, take you into the other room. When we're in the other room, you then say to us, guys, I've got to get back. And then yell firmly and clearly, stop. And we'll stop the microwave. And we will then reveal the seconds left. Does that make sense to you, Jono?
Perfect sense. I like it.
If you get within 3 seconds, a coin.
Yes. 3 seconds, again,
before
the beep.
Yeah.
Before the beep. Your most impressive one, Jono? Does that jump to mind?
It's pretty good when I come to sets of lights. Honestly, I thought about an hour ago I wasn't going to make it here in time, but you just don't worry about it because it's a gift.
Hang on.
So the traffic lights, you just start driving while it's red because you're like, I can feel this coming.
You leave the brakes until the last second possible because you just know. You just know you're going to make it through.
But are you doing a little cheat seeing the
Yeah, the other light.
The
other
you can
light.
Look for the yellows on the other intersection.
Don't need to.
Okay. He doesn't need to. He also says you don't wear a watch or anything, do you? You don't need to.
No, don't need you to. Sometimes it comes to me in premonitions. Like right now, I can feel that it's time for Andy to have a cigarette. His gusto's a bit low.
I mean, that's an easy one, though.
Hey, Jono, guess he's going to be very, very particular about the timing of this now.
Oh, so he was right. You are a little agitated.
Hey, you said you got the opener sorted for this. Let's jump into it.
Let's see what song I've picked out of all available songs to put the opener to. Bearing in mind, sometimes it just comes to you. Okay. You didn't even know it was a song.
He feels that you time, were singing you to. Feel music.
Here we go. Oh, let it be again.
When he finds himself in times of snacking, Jono knows intuitively when the microwave will stop and it'll beep. Let it beep, let it beep, let it beep, let it beep. Actually, don't let it beep, but get close. That's the skill.
That's what was confusing me about the song. Telling people to let it beep, but we don't want that. But I like the way that you corrected it.
Yeah,
by
but
the
don't
end.
Let it beep. Yeah. Don't let it beep.
Real beautiful story told through lyrics.
That's the power of music,
isn't it?
It is.
And it notches
just to
up
let people.
394th time we've used let it be.
I'm now every time I have to do it, I'm only doing let it be. I want us to get to 1,000.
Jono, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What have we got? What do we feel like having for lunch that we need to put in the microwave?
Andy, I've got something. Mm-hmm. Let's reheat last night's beef and bean mix for some burritos.
Okay, wonderful.
And I know from experience, mm-hmm. Can we say the time here?
Yeah.
I know from experience in this microwave, the perfect temp to reheat two burritos worth, because this is just a snack, is 1:20.
Okay. Jono, are you ready for us to punch that into the microwave?
Always.
Okay. Right. So you'll hear when it starts and you've got your blindfold on.
20. There goes the...
Don't start vibing now. Here we go.
Now you leave the room. Where do you normally
Jono,
go?
Come with us.
Go watch some TV.
Okay. You're heading over there. Your big room.
Long hallway. Spooky house. Sounds a bit like it might be a haunted house. Here we go.
Now, how far away are we from the toaster or the microwave?
Microwave. They're next to each other, so it's fine.
When you feel like you need to come back,
you can just say, I'd like to.
You can get there
to,
in a few steps.
All you have to do is say, I'd like to go back and then stop. That's all you have to think about, right?
Okay.
What are you watching?
A bit of footy.
Okay. Sounds like analysis, actually. Sounds like it might be halftime or post-game.
It's Fremantle smashing demons.
Oh, there you go, Ham.
Weird. Glitch.
Don't get too comfy on the couch. Are you standing or you're probably standing?
Yeah, remember right now I'm thinking about turning around.
Mm-hmm.
You are hungry.
I am hungry. I would stop it in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back.
Stopped?
1.
Andy, time?
1:08.
Oh, 12 off.
12 off.
12 seconds staring at the microwave going.
Yeah. So we would have put that in a burrito and gone, it's barely warm.
Because you know a lot of the heating happens in the last 10 seconds. Yeah, exactly. Well, it does seem to be.
Yes.
I mean, the bowl gets hot immediately, but the meat takes a long time. For some reason, microwaves can heat bowls, but not meat.
Jono, do you feel the simulation mucks with your feeling for a minute? It feels time. Do you feel like down the phone with a t-shirt on your head and sound effects? Do you feel that?
Did it screw with the premonitions?
Quarrel? It was hindering my senses.
To what degree do you reckon? How many seconds?
Oh, I mean, roughly 12 seconds.
I thought you might have said that.
You account for the handicap.
I can't award you it, though.
Be honest, though, amongst us in here, who else was getting antsy that we needed to get back?
I was looking at the
I
clock
was. Well, yeah, you had the time.
And still was antsy that I needed to get
back. Because I thought we were going to hear the beep at any moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. When you're playing the microwave game and you're trying to stop at 1 second beforehand, you gambling the thrill of that efficiency versus really just having to wait through some beeps.
Yes.
I mean, beeps, you feel like you're wasting your life, but the loss is if you go too early, you've got cold burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable.
Jono, we'll send you a token of no value. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Cheers.
Okay, we'll let you go, Jono. I just have something to quickly say to Ando and Jack, just admin stuff, so no need for you to hang around for this bit.
Yep.
On you, mate. And that's how you save on an airfare from Perth. Imagine that. 8 hours of flying for that. Respect on it.
We travelled for the show recently, Ham, to do the Remembering Project. And I was on a flight with Mike, podcast Mike here.
Flighty Mike.
The night before we left, I just wanted to read out a bit of a text message exchange between podcast Mike and I.
Okay.
This is from me. Hey, getting to the airport tomorrow. Hey, man, got a driver picking me up at 6.
Must be nice.
Sheepers. And he writes, you're on the 7:30 flight? I'm confused that he's got a driver because, you know, didn't sound like he'd have a guy
like
there
three
with,
trams.
With a special hat.
Yeah. He catches several bits of public transport just to come in to the show. And
he'll say 2 hours before the podcast start, like, hey guys, trams are running behind. Yeah. I'm going to be
late.
And
I was like,
today.
I did Mike move because he lives in 45 minutes walk from the studio if everything went to water.
Yeah. So he's obviously got a guy there in a nice flat black hat with some probably black gloves in a suit waiting to pick him up. So I'm assuming Mike's not paying for this. So I wrote back, did Carly organise that?
Yeah. I love that. This has changed for Andy now into going follow the money.
Yeah.
Andy sniffs a controversy.
He writes back, nah, man, I just have a guy I know who usually drives me to the airport when I go to Sydney. So I text him this morning and booked him.
He's texting him on the day.
No, this is the day before, remember?
Oh, sorry. Yep, gotcha.
So I've written back, must be nice.
Mm. Yeah, all I've got to do is take this backpack.
Yeah.
It's got a little lock on it, but he assures me it's just his friend's homework.
So I've written back, what's he charge you? Mike writes back, sorry, man, would have definitely taken up you. Sorry, man, would have definitely taken you up on the Lyft offer, but I've already booked him.
So he's dodging the money question.
To which I wrote back, I've never offered you a lift.
Yeah. What a mysterious stance.
Yeah. Then Mike writes, sorry, that's embarrassing. Yeah, and it is embarrassing because I haven't offered you a lift and you've just assumed.
You've declined a non-existent lift and dodged a question from a direct question of the cost.
Then Mike writes back, anyway, he's just a taxi driver who runs the meter.
Right. Well,
and he gave me his car once, and now I use him. So that's
you gave the card. That's a common taxi trick, isn't it?
Yeah. So don't say you've got a driver.
That's a taxi.
You let him have his fun. You let him enjoy the high life a little bit. He does have a driver.
Yeah.
Anyone has a driver if they're getting a lift to the airport.
So
who's the driver? Well, it's just this woman I used to live with who gave birth to me, who offers me lifts to the airport.
Yeah. So I said, well, I actually do have a driver, Mike, if you wanted to cancel Taxi Man and I'll come around and pick you up. He said, no, I'd feel bad cancelling on him from the night before. So that's fine.
Because I used to have a taxi driver like that.
Yeah.
And they really give you the hard sell.
Get to the airport and I go to Mike, say, how was the taxi driver? And he goes, oh, he didn't make it. He sent a friend.
Also a driver.
So
a network of drivers unified by the fact they like to drive yellow cars.
Yeah. So now he's got a random taxi driver driving him out at his own cost. Where
the only thing he saved on there is pickup guarantee.
Yeah.
Like that's the one thing he's got in that argument. Mm. But to make the other guy feel good.
Yes.
No more than $2 is trickling to the other guy.
No.
No, the $2 maximum.
Yeah.
If he sent a friend, he can't be expecting much more of a kickback than that.
No. Nah. Yeah. Anyway.
Take the Andy. Mike, you could have, like, why just to please a taxi driver that you're not really friends with, why give up the opportunity to drive in a bulletproof Audi A8 at 200 kilometers an hour with someone in the back screaming, I'll cop the fine, just get me there. Ando.
Yep.
No, we can't always do this via request, but we did get a request during the week as we were sifting through the emails and we thought, geez, you've got a good point. Haven't played Pizza Lotto for a while. Yeah. Noticed Alex, can I please play, said the man. Why not, we thought. Yes. He joins us on the line. Ahoy, Alex.
Ahoy, boys, number six.
I'm glad you reminded us of this, of Alex, because we did buy a huge amount of hats, which was Pizza Lotto participant and Pizza Lotto winner, and then didn't play the game much after that.
It almost felt like the natural conclusion, but it doesn't need to be because Pinos are still pumping out pizzas. Yep. For those not familiar with the game, we call Zio Pinos our preferred pizzeria to play Pizza Lotto with the original. Back in the day, we were going to farm it around, weren't we?
We're going to ring different pizza places, but he was such a good host.
Pino was too good.
Yep.
Still not 100% sure, and I've eaten at Zio Pino's three times, including once for the birthday celebrations. Yeah. Still not 100% sure he fully understands he is part of the game or how it works, but we do love him, and he produces a heck of a pie.
Yeah.
We call Zio Pino's. Hopefully Pino's there.
Yep.
We then ask him to not reveal, but to tell us if there is a pizza in the oven.
Yes.
And if there is, Alex, it's your job to guess the type of pizza. Do you want to reveal what you're vibing at the moment, Alex?
Well, I don't know. I've had a bit of practice. I saw one Andy Lee at the local tobacconist yesterday and decided to play a bit of Ciggy Lotto.
Certainly wouldn't have pulled obviously up a no cigarette.
No, we'll after he swore at the poor cashier, a pack of Winnie Blues emerged. So
a nice solid bet. Nice to see him off the reds.
Never smoked in my life, and I sincerely hope, Alex, there's no pizza in the oven.
No, but all our Andy sightings, they're just probable. And we need to see. they sound real, but we unconfirmed until a second person verifies it. But it certainly sounds real to me, Alex. That matches the behaviour I've seen.
Alex, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Let's jump into it.
When you're having a try to guess the pizza pie, that's a lotto.
Pizza lotto.
A fun polka tune there for Pizza Lotto.
Jacko, give him a call. Here we go. Good luck, Alex. I actually mean that.
Cheers, boy.
That is big of you, Ando. The game trumps all. Sportsmanship at its finest.
Hello, it's Pino.
Pino,
it's Hamish and Andy. Hello.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
We're great, Pino.
Long time.
I know.
We just
good to hear you, my friend.
We miss you.
Pino, we miss you, but we've got Alex standing by who wants to play.
Yes, you know what? Tell me.
Alex, hello to Pino.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Pino. How are you,
good,
mate?
Good.
So, first thing, Pino, without telling us the type.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no. Hang on. Doesn't Alex, you got to go first because it could be a no pizza. Yeah. Alex, what is... Yeah, sorry, Pino. Alex, what is your guess for what kind of pizza is in the oven?
I'm going to keep it simple and we're going to go with a margarita.
Okay, here we go. Pino, could you tell us...
Is
what?
No, I like the.
You like the draw out? Okay. First of all, Pino, with a yes or a no, is there a pizza in the oven?
You got a margarita and you got a special inside. Oh, it's very good.
Oh, hang on. We got the draw out, we hoped. What's the next pizza out, Pino?
The margarita come first.
We have a winner.
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell Alex when he come here, the first limoncello for him, all right?
Oh, yes. Free limoncello too. That is huge, Alex.
I'll have to fly across the country first thing.
It's worth it, mate. It's worth it. Trust me, I've been in, I've tasted the limoncello.
Beautiful. Nice to do.
Okay.
Here to you.
Great to chat, Pino. Bye.
Okay, all the best. Bye.
Bye. Busy man at rush hour at lunchtime. But,
well, there's two pizzas. That is huge, Al. How are you feeling?
Geez, I'll tell you what, it's a bit of a thrill.
Even without the suspense, I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it's just so great. This is what I like about Pizza Lotto. Unlike other game shows, you look at the stuff, you know, that you see...
So Formula
whatever
eight,
it is, the chase
stuff.
And all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They just don't have the excitement of A, format changes on the fly. B, remembering the format. C, a scoreboard, which I guess is like, that's Pino's sort of, he's revealing that sometimes, sometimes like we'll reveal answers ahead of time. Oh, no, actually, sorry, that's for the, you shouldn't have seen that answer. That's for the finale.
And quite
that's
boringly, and D, quite boringly, most of those shows have chosen to host with English as a first language. And I think that is what makes our game show heaps better.
They've gone, oh, we've got to make it really easy to follow. Well, you don't really, because if you throw a few spanners in the works, more it makes fun. It very exciting. Alex, we haven't played for a long time. I can't remember the last time we had a winner. You now get one of the coveted colour Pizza Lotto winner hats.
Yes. I don't think we've ever sent one out.
That'll take quite a place on the mantelpiece.
Yeah, that is massive. The other one's a black and white participant, cheap print. This one is full colour winner, Pizza Lotto winner. That's huge, Al. Congratulations.
Cheers, boys. Appreciate it. Well, have a good one.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.